The case against a longtime volleyball referee accused of sexual misconduct will not go to trial after all. Hubie Brown pleaded guilty to one count of assault in a Guelph court Thursday morning, and was sentenced to 3 years probation. Several other charges were withdrawn. The 64-year-old Dashwood man's trial was scheduled to begin Monday. At the time of his May 2022 arrest, Brown was charged with 7 counts of sexual assault, 5 counts of sexual exploitation and 2 counts of sexual interference. One of the sexual assault charges was amended to assault Thursday, which he pleaded guilty to. The other charges were withdrawn. The guilty plea stems from an incident at a volleyball tournament held at the University of Guelph between May 2 and May 4, 2022. During one of the breaks between games, the accused pulled a chair very close to one of the female volunteers, and then he sat down, Crown Attorney Marilyn Dolby read to the court, as part of an agreed statement of facts. The accused then made a comment that the victim felt very inappropriate and made her feel uneasy. Later in the day, the accused approached the victim and put his arm over her shoulder, his hand then moved down her back, finally landing on the top portion of her buttocks, before he pulled it away. The victim, who cannot be identified under a court-ordered publication ban, reported it to a teacher, who ensured she would not work with Brown moving forward. The next day, the statement continued, the victim saw Brown and he approached to speak to her. But the victim immediately moved and went to be with the teacher as she was fearful of the accused. Dolby said while Brown made physical contact without the victim's consent, the Crown accepts the notion Brown didn't have a sexual intent. During the course of the 3-day tournament, several other students made complaints about Mr. Brown's conduct, expressing that he made jokes or comments that they felt were inappropriate and left them feeling uncomfortable, she said. When police investigated, it was determined Brown made physical contact with other students, in ways and contexts which left them feeling uncomfortable and unsafe. At the time of the arrest, Guelph police said Brown worked for over 30 years as a youth volleyball referee. Brown's lawyer, Perrin Valley, noted his client has no previous criminal record and had the support of his wife and children, who were in the court. He noted Brown's tenure as a volleyball referee has been off the table since his arrest, and he has had difficulty finding a job due to the media exposure around the case. Valley added the guilty plea cancels out the trial that was scheduled to start next week, and for the multiple child witnesses, cancels out the burden of having to take the stand to testify. Justice Matt Stanley acknowledged the guilty plea as always a sign of remorse, and accepted the resolution presented to the court. Volunteers in our community are vital, he said. In many ways, in many different areas, they are what allow for, and make the opportunities, not just for our youth, but for everyone in the community. But Stanley added people need to be aware of their surroundings, the people around them and that overwhelming responsibility that comes with it. Being an adult volunteer with children, whether or not somebody's in that position, being paid by that organization or not, the whole function involves youth, involves our community and involves providing opportunities, he said. I appreciate that regardless of what the sentence is here today, there's a likely lingering impact for everyone. Stanley said he also appreciates others were involved in this, and they are certainly not looking to have a courtroom address charges of putting an arm over the shoulder of somebody. But as it happens in this context, as it happens here in that position of trust and authority, that's significant. The probation includes several conditions, such as a weapons ban, a no-contact order with several of the volunteers who filed complaints, and he is not allowed to coach or officiate in any athletic event involving people under the age of 18. Brown waived his opportunity to address the court.